Hi, welcome to the 21st episode of the Naina Radio Experience. I have the perfect email. Someone sent me an email with some really nice questions. Nice in the sense that it's a little different, and they've articulated them really well. I've never spoken about this subject earlier, and but it is related to blogging and what it is that I do. So the question that this person has asked is that they're curious about what it is like to map out my workday. So basically, the questions are related to time management. The first question is, I'm reading it off my phone. How do you structure your day, and how has that changed since the beginning of your blogging career? So the first thing that caught my eye here was blogging career. As a career, I haven't been blogging for that long. I mean, I never started blogging as a thinking of it as a career. It was just something that I did on the side. If we traveled somewhere, I would come back and I would write about it and post photos about it. Or if I did a photography gig for a client and I shot something for them, then I'd come back and write about that assignment, how it was, and post photos that I'd already given to the client. So in terms of career, I think getting paid to do my first feature on the blog, I don't even remember when that was, but I'm guessing maybe 3 years ago was the first time that that started. And I have started looking at blogging a little more as work now. So I am trying to structure it, but I have started thinking about it like that only over the last 6 months. So, I've started thinking of things like an editorial calendar and what are some of the features that I would like to do. So, one of them that I recently started, I did it in the last week of December, was the hashtag Made in India feature that I'm doing with brands that create good quality products and everything's made in India. Fabrics are sourced from India, or the jewelry is sourced from India, and it's all made here and it's great quality stuff. So, that's one of the features that I would like to do regularly. So maybe the last week of every month. Now, I think it might be a little ambitious aiming to do it once every month, but I just got started, so I'll figure it out. That's for me, the biggest thing in life is always like a let's see. Let's see how it goes. Let's see what happens, things like that. So I would like it to be a regular feature. And but if not every month, I'll probably do it once every quarter because it's a bit of a pain trying to manage logistics and talk to 10 different brands, and some will say, okay, we can send stuff to you now. Some will say we can only send it once, the new designs are out, or they don't want me to show their old work. They want only new designs to be shown. So there's always this element of back and forth and waiting, etc. So it's hard to really follow a calendar there because there are so many other people involved. So there isn't another thing that I'm doing regularly every month now is fragrance of the month, which is in its third month right now. January 2016 is the third fragrance that I featured. And I already have a fourth fragrance to feature for February. And maybe I can give you like a little sneaky peeky. Can you see? Can you see? Yeah, okay, not more than that. But it's caught on, and I'm really happy that it's worked, even though this is something that I wanted to do. No brands approached me. And I've already featured Hermes, I've featured Christian Dior. This month is My Burberry by Burberry, and the next month is also another luxury brand. So I'm really kicked about that. So it's a that's how I work on stuff. If there's something that I enjoy doing and something that I would like to do regularly, and I see that there might be scope to do it, then yeah, I have a blogging calendar like that. But otherwise, it's more on a what comes and gets published basis and stuff that I have shot, which is obviously external. It's not some an internal calendar. So if someone hires me, whenever that happens. So the first part of the question was, how do you structure your day? I don't. There's no structure whatsoever. I'd like to, and I have tried, but so far it hasn't happened. The maximum that I do now is I wake up whenever I wake up. I sleep 8 hours, if not more. I'll wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is I have this thyroid supplement that I take. So that's the first thing I do. It's supposed to be take an empty stomach. Then I get out of bed. I change into, day clothes. Like I'll wear a formal shirt and trousers, jeans, I'll still be wearing slippers, but most of the time I wear stuff like this because the people coming in all the time, couriers, brand sending stuff, my own stuff that needs to be shipped out, things like that. And then I fix myself a mug of coffee, I'll eat a banana, I'll eat a couple of sunny side up eggs, coconut water, and then I'm at my desk. I'll probably have checked email and Twitter by then, because Twitter is like, the phone is the first thing I pick up from my bedside table. And I've looked at Twitter, I would have already posted one Instagram photo from one of the features that I've done on the blog. So it's not a defined thing, but it's become like a habit now. So I do that when I wake up, and then the day progresses depending on, it's a little more reactive than proactive than I'd like it to be. But I think one of the advantages there is that because I've been around for so long, I get a lot of inbound inquiries and I can afford to be reactive. I do try to be proactive also. So if I, like the Made in India feature now, and I'm looking for brands, and there are a lot of people who don't know about me, right? So if the brand doesn't know about me, so I try to send them introduction emails. I try to tell them this is the feature that I'm doing, and would you be interested in participating? If yes, let me know, and then I'll send you more details. So this is something that I try to do. I'm always looking for new brands. So every time I get a fresh crop of 5 to 10 references, I email them, you know, and then they email me, and it kind of goes on from there. So that's, and then evening at around, you know, at around 5 o'clock, I start having this like, ooh, maybe I've been sitting for too long. Maybe I should go for a walk. So I'll put on a podcast on the phone, wear my walking shoes, and just fuck off in the society and just walk. And then I come back and dinner. But usually around 4 o'clock. So what I do is 12 to 4, Monday to Friday, is when I'm usually available on the phone. If someone needs to call me, that's the time to call me. I make that very clear in all my emails where we're initially finding out how I should be communicated with. I prefer email. I don't like phone calls. So between 12 and 4, if I get phone calls, I usually take them if I'm not doing something else. But 4 to 5 is when I'm like, okay, let's wind this down. And 5 o'clock, I just want to shut off my computer and just read a book, or the boy sits right next to me, we'll watch something on the computer, we'll eat something, or, you know, I'll go for a walk, or I try to chill after that. I try really hard not to work, unless, you know, there's a story that I have to do and it has to get out by tomorrow and it's just really last minute, then I can work 3 days at a stretch without sleeping. I have done that, but not in a long time. So there's no structure as such. I think it's just what I'm comfortable with and what it has turned out to be over the years, and my own goals keep changing, like, you know, the blog, what I'm doing with it right now, what I used to do with it 2 years ago, they're very different things. Okay, the second question is, do you set up daily deadlines for yourself, or do you build your schedule around the bigger deadlines that arise from outside sources, like collaborations with brands or events you plan to attend? No, there are no deadlines. There are no deadlines. So sometimes I'll work with a brand that says, okay, we have, for example, we have a pop-up coming up in the last week of January. So can we work around, can we do a story around this? So then I would ideally like to do it at least a week before the actual date of the pop-up, you know, so do a shoot and put it on the blog. So that then there's some advantage that the brand gets, that I'm, you know, sending some people their way, or people know about what the pop-up is going to be. So there can be a deadline like that. Then things like my fragrance of the month gets published every second Friday of the month. So that's a deadline that I need to keep track of. And I try to plan at least 2 months in advance, which is why for February, I already have the fragrance of the month. I still need to figure out for March. And I will write to a brand that I have in mind that I still haven't written to. Same way for my Made in India thing. But again, because I'm figuring it out right now, I don't really know if every month I can do one story. But ideally, I'd like to do it by the last week of the month. I also have these videos that I do, which I try to do. I have done it so far. This is the 21st episode. I want to release one every Wednesday at 9 a.m. India time. So I'm always looking for content to put in the videos, especially. I don't want to just be a talking head and just, you know, talk. But I would prefer if I get questions that I can answer them. But there have been times where I've just literally just sat and talked about something I wanted to talk about. So these are the three things which actually have deadlines right now. I probably started thinking about this only in the last 6 months. But apart from that, oh yeah, the other thing that I have deadlines with is my Eyes for Street Style. I post about 2 photos every day on the blog. And the last photo will get published on the 1st of February. And I don't have content after that. So I need to plan that out. So that's kind of like a deadline that I need to. So I'll probably go somewhere and shoot street style there and then get photos and schedule them for the next 2 months, 3 months, depending on how much good content I get. So these are some of the deadlines, but you know, client assignments, especially when I'm shooting, my photo deliverables are 7 to 10 days from the day of the shoot. So once I've given all the files to the client, that is when I blog about the assignment. So I did Swarovski recently with Manish Arora. I shot In Vogue Eyewear, the thing that they did with the bloggers. That had a blogging component deliverable as well as a photography deliverable. So once the client had done their thing, that's when they got back to me saying, okay, now you can blog about it. So it depends. Mostly it's external. Yeah. I mean, and I need content for the blog. Something or the other is always happening. In terms of events, I don't attend branded events unless I'm paid to attend those events anymore. So then that becomes a gig, which depending on what the scope of the project is, I might blog about it or I might do social media, etc. But again, it's unless it's paid, I don't do blog posts for events. And if I do, then usually I'm very happy to come back from the event, sit down, edit the shit and just put it out. I don't mind doing that instantly because I think there's a certain thing about, you know, the immediacy of blogging and for someone to see, oh, this is what happened at that event that just happened like 4 hours ago. Or even if it was just 2 days ago. So I think that gets more responses from, you know, the audience that's looking at the blog or that's looking at my social media. So I like to do that. Also, if I've done 10 stories on the blog in 10 days, then I plan my social media in a way that one photo from that story gets published every day till all the photos are done. So that's, these are things I think I've kind of come around to now, but I never really thought about it as a structure earlier. It was just photos, put them on the blog, put them on social media, hopefully link back to it, and the story is gone. But now I try to do a little more where I'm posting just one photo every day. Like the Manishara story has like 100 photos. So the photos are going to be posted for 100 days. And I think that's great for a story because it keeps, you keep reminding people that this is something that you do. So these kind of things I think I've figured out in the last 6 months maybe. I use CoSchedule for scheduling all my social media and I can use it from within my WordPress blog. So that's a huge plus. I use the paid version, of course. I am hoping for them that they will put thumbnails that I can choose from instead of going through click, 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 next photo, next photo, next photo, because when there are 100 photos, it's a pain to click 80 times to reach the last photos. Okay. Third question is, are there any trends in self-discipline you find are lacking in the online community? And what are some of the bigger mistakes newer artists should avoid making? Look, I can't really talk about self-discipline about others. Others self-discipline because I suck at it. So I don't know. I mean, I think you need to see what I think about blogging right now, especially in India, is that most of the bloggers are doing what everyone's doing. They're not looking at it as a publication. They're not looking at it professionally. They just wear clothes, personal style, shoot, post. That's it. So there doesn't seem to be an end goal. Where is it, all of it going? So I think the self-discipline should more be related to your business goals. If you're looking at it as a business, are you doing it professionally? Are you just doing it as a part-time hobby? I think it comes across to the viewer. If you're not doing it seriously, it feels like you're being a little flippant and it's like, chal raha hai to chal raha hai. So I think I would comment on that. But in terms of setting up a schedule and a calendar, I think that's pretty obvious that most of them don't have it. There are some who do, and it's very obvious that they do. What are some of the bigger mistakes newer artists should avoid making? Artists, I don't know in terms of schedule what you can control, because if you're doing it professionally, a lot of it is also dependent on what gigs you have from clients, so you can't really define a calendar there. But if you're talking specifically about blogging, and if you're looking to do it in the long run, you are going to start out with a let's see, experiment with it, how it goes, etc. But at some point, you need to come to a decision on what are the stories that you want to do regularly. So there needs to be some sort of an editorial calendar. Even if it's not a branded piece, you need to, I think, blog at least once a week about something. You need to. Because I think it is important to be consistent with your blogging over a long period of time. To show that you are serious about it. So that's one of the things I think early on bloggers don't really look at. They just look at, अरे यहाँ से कपड़े मिल गए, यहाँ से ये मिल गया, blog post करो, end of it. You know, discipline in the sense of whenever you do a blog story, then you write to the brand and say, hey, these are the links where the blog post is. You know, these are the social media links that I've shared. So these are things that you need to do if you're looking at it as a business. It's the same with photography. It's not just when a client says, oh, shoot this for us, I shoot it for them. I need to be professional when I'm shooting it for them. Once I'm back at my desk, how I edit the photos, I send the photos to the client. Sometimes if I've had an exceptionally good assignment, which was also, you know, it was like really A+ from get-go. Sometimes as a compliment to the client, I will actually print a physical book of photos from that gig and send it to the client. This is also budget dependent. So if it's like a gig for 1 lakh, then it's not going to happen. But if it's a larger gig and the client is amazing, then yeah, I do that as well. So this is something you need to figure out. I didn't start doing it the day I started. I figured it out after maybe 6-7 years of shooting professionally that, okay, this could be a nice thing to do. Okay. Next question. Lastly, do you prefer to keep a tight schedule during the week or do you like to give yourself room for experimentation? Look, I don't have a schedule. What usually happens is that by the time it's Saturday and Sunday, I have this amazing idea that I need to do something about, but then it's Saturday, Sunday and no one's working and I don't want to work on a Saturday and Sunday. So I end up writing stuff that it's not brand related, but it's something that I want to write on the blog and I'm trying to write more now. Or I'll record a video that, oh my God, you know, Wednesday is coming and I need to record a video so that I can edit it and upload it and publish it. But there is no schedule. There really is no schedule. I try to prioritize time with my friends and my family. So, you know, you will find me having lunch with somebody, I'm out, or I'm trying to, you know, spend time with myself. So I'll go for a walk, or if I want to cook for myself at home, I'll do that. But I really try not to just be at my desk from, you know, morning till night. I usually come to my desk by 12 and I'm done by 5. I'll still be on the phone. That I can't escape because I love Instagram and I love Twitter and something or the other is always going on. But there is no schedule. Suddenly someone will say, oh, let's go out of town for 4 days. And I'll be like, fine, let's do it. So unless there's a client gig that, you know, I can't miss, I don't care. I mean, I've got street style going on the blog anywhere. So that's cool. That's going on. There's some content coming up. 3-4 days going out, just picking up your bag and just fucking off. I have no issues with that. I've done it so many times. So no, there is no tight schedule whatsoever. Everything can wait. Nothing is more important than my own well-being. So there's that. Okay, so these are the questions that they have about time management. And honestly, I don't think I'm really good at it. I think I just look at it more as, you know, is this interesting? So my goal these days is that regardless of whether it's a proactive inquiry that I send to a brand or it's something that the brand sends to me, my first question is, do I want to do this? Does this sound like fun? And if my brain has even an iota of doubt that this is not going to be fun, I don't do it. So that's kind of what my self-discipline is, I guess. I'm not really time management. Look, the problem in a country like India is that ideally I would like to charge for my time, but it's really hard when there's no value for human life in this country. Then expecting people to pay for my time is a little far-fetched. It works sometimes because if the other person is a professional, they get it. So for me, those are bigger concerns than things like how I manage my hours and my time management, etc. I have a lot of free time. I like that. I prefer that to just stay in bed for 16 hours at a stretch and just do nothing and vegetate. I like that. It gives me time to think about personal projects that I'd like to do, what kind of stuff I'd like to shoot. But I'm a very go with the flow kind of person. I don't look at it as, oh, what are my goals in 2016? I'll have maybe 2 or 3 big goals. Like I really want to do Fragrance of the Month seriously in 2016. And I really want to pursue the hashtag Made in India thing. But then, no, you know, it's not like, oh, in Jan I must do this, in Feb I must do this, and I have to plan for Valentine's Day. And no, I don't do that. I don't do that shit. There are enough people who are doing that. That's not my style at all. So thank you for listening to the 21st episode of the Naina Radio Experience. Somebody suggested that I could think of changing the name to Real Talk with Naina, but I think that's like really cliched. But this is fun. I mean, I still kept it up for 21 weeks, and there are people who are still listening to this shit. It's always like, oh my god, there are people who actually listen to this stuff, which is awesome. Thank you for asking these questions, Sonia. Cheers. Bye.